Simin Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Aleph, Mem Beis Mem Gimel. The truth is that Sif Mem Aleph is quite Negea, Mem Beis Mem Gimel maybe not as Negea. We hope that they're not Negea. Sif Mem Aleph talks about going outside with a hat, which is not tightly on one's head. So the Mechaber brings down Yesh Misha Oyes Mishun Dechashin Shehigben Aruch Mirei Shoy. That's Shitas Rashi. So the Machlokes Rishayin, what the Chashash is it Oyal, or is it because we're scared that it's going to go flying? And therefore, if we're scared it's going to go flying, you have to do something to prevent such a possibility. One of the things is you could tie it underneath, like they have like cowboy hats. Or they used to have, in the olden days, that you had that little string, and you were able to put it into your lapel. But what they stopped being able to do that because they sewed it closed, and there's no way to do that.
Did you do that? If it falls off, you're going to walk with it.
Oh, that's a very good question. And I had the same Shiloh with regard to what it says that you should tie it underneath your chin. So L'chor, you have to say that the case is, as on this interview, you say that it's mamash not going to fall off in such a case. But L'chor, if it would just be flying, then in Nechamami, I think the Vard is that you wouldn't carry it like that. You would be able to, I don't know if you would have that chashash, because you're not going to carry it. This punk this past Shabbos, I was walking to Shul, and my hat went flying. Flying.
And if your brim's up.
Mamish. The brim was down.
More count if the brim's up.
And it was gone. It was like, no Ritz of a Shabbos, no this of a Shabbos, forget it all. You gotta catch your hat. The Pasha says that there's a big chash. Anybody that goes out, so if a person doesn't wear a yarmulke underneath his hat, says Mr. Brewer, you don't have the chash. Because even if it goes flying off, you're not gonna walk, you're not gonna carry it and walk without a yarmulke. For those people that do have a yarmulke, in a chanami, there's a problem. It says Riyashiv that in a chanami, the reason why we're mikos is because we hold there's no rishus rabbi. But in a place where it's taka rishus rabbi, you're walking flatbush, you're choshish that the whole apacha, the choshish that shasha rishus rabbi deraita, then in a chanami, it's not so posh. We have to be same on the fact, lechera, that it's stuck on. If they're putting on your hat, stuck on. I did see in the dirish they brought down, I think from Nissan Karel to us, an interesting nikuda, and that is that. For it to be stuck on, it's totally on the weather conditions. And that means that depending on what time of year and how windy it is outside and where you live, that's what is considered to be stuck on. It could be stuck on as much as you want if you live in, Montana. But if you live in the Caribbean, or you live in Eretz Yisrael Shkia time, where it gets very, very windy, then in a chanami, you have to make sure that it's stuck on much stronger, that you shouldn't have such an issue. The next sifim, sif mem beis and sif mem gimel, is if somebody finds tefillin or he finds a sefer Torah outside. The halacha is that be'etzim the mechaber holds that tefillin are not mukta. The Ramah holds that tefillin are mukta. We're machmir that tefillin. Be'etzim you're allowed to put them on Shabbos. But Be'etzim you're allowed to put them on Shabbos. Because you're not supposed to put them on Shabbos. They really have no. The tefillin ain't letaltalam, kim letzerich. Even though maybe it has dinner klishim lach to the heter, ain't letaltalam kim letzerich. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the talis the magen avraham machmer that they have a dinner klishim lach to the heter. However, he says if they're multiple bizayin, then he could be mekel, which is the halacha of our simon that you'll be able to put on the tefillin. However, this is only for a man, a woman. Unless her name is Michal Basho, then the place would say that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he brings down two shitas, benegiat tefillin, benegiat talis, a woman wearing. The Pasha says they shouldn't, if it's a real Rishus Rabbim, they should wait for a man to do it. With regard to a Sefer Torah, if there happens to be a Sefer Torah outside, sitting on the floor, and it's raining, then one is allowed to wrap themselves in the Sefer Torah and put his jacket on top of it, and walk into Rishus Rabbim. Walk into Rishus Yachin. L'chor, there's other ways also, but it's not going to help you. You can do pachas mi'ar ba'amit, but it's not going to help you get into Rishus Yachin at the end of the day. And therefore, if you could do pachas mi'ar ba'amit and get to a place where it's covered, that might be even better than doing this, because it's really like a shtekel masri. However, it's a shtekel bizoyin also, to the Sefer Torah. But to save it from the bizoyin of it raining, they matter this bizoyin for that bizoyin. Bitula is zeu kiyuma in this matter. Mamela, if you have the yichilis to put it to a place which is safe, if there's no chashash that's going to get stolen, no chashash that's going to get rained upon, then as long as you can get it to a place where it's safe from the rain, then that might be better to do Paras Paras Me'er Ba'amis, which is L'chari Bet Mutter Mikra Din. And certainly in such a case where there's a chash of Bizayin to the Sefer Torah, one would be allowed to do that.